Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. Hi everyone, 皆さんこんにちは。It's me, Haru.
And it's me, Andy.
This is the January 2021 special episode, Listen to the Enka Songs.
Yes, that is right. We are here to give you a deep dive into Enka. It's time to dive into the past with a look at Enka or the Japanese blues. This style of Japanese music has been popular for decades, helped in the creation of karaoke, or karaoke, and is the reason why Kill Bill has that super cool soundtrack. See the history of Enka, what makes Enka so unique in Japanese music, and how Enka is doing in the modern music industry all throughout our episode. So you better get your singing voice ready as we take you on a trip through memory lane.
Yay.
In the 90s, Enka started to lose popularity among its younger audience. It's kind of interesting, too. I think that a lot of the, like, Enka songs in the 80s, I think there was, like, a time... Have you ever heard of Teresa Teng? Or Teresa...
Teresa Teng.
Like, I feel like her songs in the 80s, too, like, kind of made... Of course, she was popular in Japan, but then she was also very popular in China and Hong Kong and, like, other, you know, Southeast Asian countries. Which I think it just was an interesting time for Enka, like, that it kind of got brought to other places, because she would cover the songs in Chinese and many other different languages.
Mm-hmm. And I have some questions for you, Andy.
Yes.
Ta-dan. So you mentioned earlier that some Enka singers, and actually one of the Enka singers, Keiko Fuji, her daughter is actually a super, super famous J-pop singer. Can you guess who?
Oh my gosh. Keiko Fuji. Her daughter.
Keiko Fuji.
Her daughter is... Oh my gosh.
I think she's your favorite singer.
Is it Utada Hikaru?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that's right. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Yeah. That is incredible.
Yeah. So Keiko Fuji got married with a Japanese music director and they moved to the U.S. So Hikaru Utada grew up in the U.S. Then she came back to Japan to be a singer.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. And see, for a long time, I was like, I knew that her mom was famous, but I couldn't remember why. That's embarrassing. But, oh, interesting. Thank you for the quiz. You boosted my confidence.
Then I also have another question for you.
Oh, yes.
So the another Enka singer, Shin Ichimori, his son is also a famous J-pop singer. Can you guess who?
Shin Ichimori. Okay. Shin Ichimori. I'm going to say something that it's just a complete guess. Is it Taka from One Ok Rock?
Wow.
Yeah?
You got it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
How do you know that?
Okay. I actually only knew that, I think, because I was watching the news the other day and Taka's brother recently started singing. I can't remember his brother's name, but I feel like I remember seeing the name on the television, actually. Oh, that was a complete guess. I was nervous.
So the Taka's father is Shin Ichimori, and Taka's mother is also an Enka singer, Masako Mori.
Oh, really?
So both parents are Enka singers.
Wow. Well, no wonder their children are starting to become super famous with singing.
Yeah, the 1 o'clock. It's super cool.
That is really, really cool. Wow. It's, yeah. It also goes to show you like how, in, like it's just very influential, right? Enka, like it doesn't really leave Japanese pop culture, you know? But I mean, I think talking a little bit about modern Enka, do you have some information about that for us?
Yes, of course. In the 1990s, many of the more popular Enka singers were either retired or were getting too old to relate to a new generation of Japanese listeners. Younger listeners were getting more interested in the emerging in J-pop and Western-style music. Enka became rooted in cafes, restaurants, and karaoke bars as classic hits. Enka singers became staples on shows like New Year celebrations and anything to do with pushing a melancholic, nostalgic feeling for TV shows or movies. Yoshimi Tendo became popular in the 1990s by attracting teenagers who identified with her insecurities about her looks and weight. She had a keychain with her image on it that she believed brought good luck, which resonated with her younger fans. Enka started to adapt through the 2000s with singers like Kiyoshi Hikawa, known as the heartthrob for grandmas. He wore a silly hairstyle, strange hip swaying dancing, and ridiculous clothes. Oh.
That is, I did. So I know that Yoshimi Tendo, she was at the Kohaku Utagasen this year as well. And her performance was really, really amazing. She had a bunch of taiko performers.
Oh.
And I was just really impressed. Like, so it's interesting to see, like, I didn't know this kind of, not backstory, but this other side where she talked openly maybe about her insecurities and things. Because she had a really amazing performance, so she definitely was full of confidence.
Yeah, she was popular in the 90s. I know that. And do you know the commercial song, like, Buishi Sanze no Doame?
I'm not sure that I do.
Actually, Yoshimi Tendo sings the song, commercial song.
Does she also appear in the commercials sometimes?
Not appear, but the like singing.
Okay, just singing. Maybe I haven't seen it. I'm trying to remember. I can't recall the song.
I can sing.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to give us a sample?
Okay, sure. Oh, nametara akkan. Nametara akkan. Jinsei namezu ni kore namete. VC3000 no do ame. Nobel.
Oh, okay. Like okay. Okay, I'm not lying. That actually, I have heard that before. So
Oh, really?
That was a very good rendition. So if you haven't heard that, that was a good rendition. Yeah. Okay, I see. Oh, interesting. Also, the heartthrob for grandmas, Kiyoshi Hikawa. That's who we were talking about earlier as well, right?
Yeah, he's also my favorite. Yeah. And he was so popular among elderly women, and he's so handsome. Mm. But nowadays, suddenly he became more like feminine style or genderless style. Then he never mentioned about his sexuality or gender identity, but like everyone noticed that like he might be gay or he might have something like. It's hard to explain, but yeah, we can feel that.
Yeah,
he has changed it.
Well, that's I'm happy for. I hope he's happier now that he can express himself more freely. And like you mentioned too, I think it's such a like cool direction for Enka to potentially go. You know, I loved his performance at the Kohaku Utagasen. It was like probably one of my favorite performances, even though I didn't know him before that evening. Well, before we continue, I have an announcement for all of our listeners. So, our Listener Appreciation Month will be held next month. If you have any song requests for our episodes next month, please let us know on jtop10.jp. All listeners will be getting premium platinum episodes for the month of February. If you enjoy the benefits that you will be getting during that month, make sure to join our Patreon program, and it is just as low as $1 a month, so please consider joining. And if you have any questions about the Patreon program, you can also find that at jtop10.jp. All right, so continuing on to some of Anka's more interesting or very, you know, notable performers, let's go to our number four spot. It is Jero with Umiyuki.
Number four.
Jero, known as Jerome Charles White Jr., is an American-born Enka singer of both Black and Japanese descent. He is the first Black Enka singer in Japanese music history.
Unfortunately, Jero went on hiatus from music to focus on his career in computers in 2018. However, he was very popular from 2007 to 2018.
After 2 months arriving in Japan, Jero sang on television and became an instant success in the Japanese community.
His first single, Umiyuki, was released on February 20th, 2008. And hit number 4 in the Oricon charts.
Jero has appeared in television commercials for Kirin's Fire Coffee and won Best New Artist from the 50th Japan Record Awards in 2008.
Yeah, Umiyuki was really, really popular in Japan in like 2008. Yeah, I still remember.
Really? I think I mostly remember learning about Jero in my college Japanese classes.
Wow.
Yeah. I had a teacher who, she wasn't super into Enka. Like, she liked Japanese pop culture mostly. But mm-hmm. when, yeah, this, he was still kind of popular when I started taking Japanese. And she would always be like, see, if you study hard, you can maybe go to Japan and become an Enka singer.
Enka singer. Yeah.
Oh.
And I think at first, like, when Japanese people saw him, so Jero, like, most of people were surprised because he looks like foreigner, right? Like, he's African-American. He doesn't look like, you know, Japanese typical Enka singer. But he has high Enka skills, like singing skills. And he's so good at singing Enka. So we are so surprised.
Right? That is, like, I think yeah. it's such an interesting... Well, I think it's really cool that he took that route because it's such like, yeah, it's something that so few people would ever, you know, expect out of, like you said, out of someone who presents so foreign. And then to have these like very technical Enka skills is amazing. Well, I mean, kind of continuing this discussion of Jero. So with the popularity from Jero, the 2000s saw an increase in Enka popularity again. The popular group, Johnny & Associates, or the popular brand, really, Johnny's & Associates, had one of their bands, Kanjani 8, debut with a song called Nani wa Iroha Bushi, which combined Enka and rap and hit number 8 on the Oricon weekly singles charts. It was then released worldwide in 2004 and hit number 1, becoming the first Enka song to reach number 1 in 17 years. What I'm hearing is rap and Enka should combine more often. But aside from that point, even well into the 2000s, many older Enka singers, including Junko Akimoto and Hiroshi Itsuki, released songs hitting top spots in the Oricon charts. Junko Akimoto's song, Ai no Mama De, from 2008, hit the top of the Oricon weekly singles chart, making her the oldest singer to top the charts that year at the age of 61. The song Ajia no Kaizoku, which was a hybrid Enka rock song, rocked the Oricon charts as a song by Fuyumi Sakamoto. I mean, like I said before, I think Enka needs to maybe that is the next step for Enka with acts like Kiyoshi Hikawa or something, like bringing a new flavor into Enka, mixing it with different genres and stuff might be kind of the thing we see happen from now on.
Yeah, that's true. Like for me, like 2000s, I was kind of familiar with Enka songs like through, like, for example, Jero or Junko Akimoto's Ai no Mama De. That was really, really popular in 2008. But in 2010s, I don't listen to Enka anymore, like even on Oricon charts or like on the TV shows. I don't know much about new Enka songs nowadays.
That is a fair point. I would say, I mean, and now that I've spent a large part of my time in the 2010s in Japan, yeah, I can kind of say the same. Like, I haven't really heard even like regular, like even people around me don't talk about it too much or anything.
We've now got an Instagram page. Follow us at JapanTop10_10 for the latest news on the Japanese music industry and much more. The next Enka song we have is Kita no Yado Kara by Harumi Miyako.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Number 3.
Shin
泣いてます窓に映して寝化粧しても心は晴れません女
Debuting in 1964, Harumi has become a classic singer in Japanese culture, still appearing on Kohaku Utagassen, which is the New Year's Eve celebration TV program.
She has appeared in many films like Toda-san's Song of Love in 1983 and Love in the North in 1976.
Harumi has over 20 albums and over 100 singles over her long-lasting career.
I've been kind of noticing, is there a strong, maybe, I don't know if you know this or not, but I guess I'll just ask, is there a strong connection between Enka singers and acting?
Enka singers acting? Maybe like during Showa era?
Okay, yeah, because I just feel like a lot of our Enka singers on this list, a lot of times it's like, she was a famous Enka singer, and then she also was in films. I guess, you know, that happens in Hollywood and stuff too, a lot too, where, you know, people try to like either have an acting and a singing career at the same time or whatever. But it's just kind of an interesting pattern I noticed. Well, before we get to the bottom two of our list, I have another couple of announcements. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will perfectly fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp. to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And additionally, to all our indie Japanese music artists out there, if you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp. That's H-A-Y-L-E-Y. At jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Well, breaking into our final two Enka hits, let's start with our number two. It is Onna no Michi by Shiromiya and the Pinkara Trio.
Number two.
私が捧げたその瞳に あなただけよとすがって泣いた おぼな私がいけないの二度としないわ恋なんかこれが女の道ならThank you. 瞳にまた浮かぶ捨てたあなたの面影がどうしてこんなにいじめるの二度と来ないで辛いからこれが女の道ならば坂道一筋に行けば心の火が灯る一つかむは幸せを二度と明かりを消さないでこれが女の道ならば
Shiromiya was born January 17th, 1943, and sadly passed away November 19th, 2012, but was a leader, singer, and lyricist, and composer of this band.
The band and their song Onna no Michi became the second best-selling single in Japanese Oricon history, with over 3.25 million copies sold.
The band formed with Shiromiya and his elder brother, Goromiya, as well as Hiroshi Namiki.
Their following songs, Onna no Negai and Onna no Yume, also reached a million copies in sales.
Shiro began a solo career in 1983. The other members of the Pinkara Trio unfortunately passed away in 1994 and 1998.
And here's a fun fact. In 2004, Shiro appeared in an insect commercial and sang Mushi Gokoro. And actually, I searched the commercial, but unfortunately, I couldn't find it. Then instead, I found another TV commercial, which is SoftBank. Then Shiro Miya sang with Ayumi Hamasaki about a SoftBank student plan.
Oh my gosh. that sounds, you know, I love Ayumi Hamasaki. So, you know, anytime mm-hmm. we can rope her back into the the dialogue, it's very fun.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Enka today is very divisive in Japan in a completely harmless way. The elderly are still very much in love with Enka, but younger generation is very split. Those who love Enka, the passion and the singing techniques, and those who don't really like Enka, impression it's for old people. Popular Enka singers today include Sayuri Ishikawa and Takashi Hosokawa. There is a niche music genre for the younger generation, but it's doubtful that it will reach its heights of popularity like in the 60s and 70s. Enka is very much part of Japanese history and culture, and has the staying power to keep relevant throughout the decades, like jazz and blues in the West.
Definitely. I think, I mean, of course, I think it will always be seen as kind of a classic Japanese, you know, genre, you know, from here on out. But let's get some funky Enka, you know, let's mix up the genres a bunch.
yeah, they should.
Before we close out our list, I have one last announcement for everybody. Do you want to double or triple the amount of songs on this episode? Please consider joining our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. If you want full details of all the benefits that come with joining our Patreon club, please check out our site at jtop10.jp/club. And let's end our time. Take it away, Haru.
The last song of this Enka episode is Amagigoe by Sayuri Ishikawa.
Number one.
あなたに染みついた誰かに取られるくらいならあなた殺していいですか目乱れて隠れ屋とつづら別れるとささったままの割れガラス二人でいたって寒いけど嘘でも抱かれりゃ暖かいわさび沢隠れ道さよし本店橋恨んでも恨んでも体裏なあなた今が燃える戻れなくてももういいのくらくら燃える血を張ってあなたと超えたい天気 と超えたい天気
Sayuri is one of the most successful Japanese enka singers all of time, with a four decades career from the mid-70s.
She has appeared 40 times on the Kohaku Utagasen, the New Year's program for NHK, and holds the record for most appearances of a female artist on that show.
She has released over 100 albums, including compilation albums, and more than 120 singles.
Her song, Amagigoe, released in 1986, led her to win many awards and skyrocketed her to stardom. I am so impressed. Like, when you hear the amount of sales as well as how many records Enka artists make, it is insane to me. It's so much.
But I think nowadays, not many Enka singers have like records or hours anymore. Like mostly like J-pop singers or J-pop bands or idols.
Yeah, that is very true. Maybe it was just like the perfect time. And of course, you know, it was kind of the perfect time because in Japan it was starting to be the bubble. So I think a lot of people had a lot more money to spend on music and things like this, and like it was a very exciting time. Maybe it's just very amazing that a lot of these records are still like held by the same artists from, you know, the 1970s and 80s. Well, I'm sad to say that that is our last song, but I do have one last Enka fun fact before we completely close out. And that is that Enka is actually very closely tied to the popularity of karaoke or karaoke. Japanese people started to really sing karaoke in 1977 with the massive success of Enka. So the next time you are at a karaoke bar or a karaoke booth, whenever we're able to go again, try bringing up an Enka classic, maybe Amagigoe or something.
It's so difficult. I can't sing.
But everyone will respect you, Haru. They will be like, she really tried.
Ethel and I will join you less than a week from now to start off the first Listener Appreciation Month episode with an Artist of the Month episode featuring Indigo La End. Get triple the usual amount of songs from our regular Artist of the Month episodes.
Oh, nice, nice. Lots to look forward to. So, well, thank you so much for joining me on this journey through Enka, Haru. I had a really great time.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, and I was so surprised that Enka was influenced by American music.
I know. I think that it still blows my mind too. It's just hard to separate the idea of Enka from being Japanese. Awesome. Well, that will be everything from us. And I hope you all enjoy your Artist of the Month episode with Ethel and I. All right. Janne.
Stay safe. Bye.
Japan Top 10. The number one Japanese music podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.